Governor, how would you, during your tenure, during your term at the helm of the state, how would you characterize, reflect upon the current state of the state of Illinois compared to your tenure?
Well, that's a very dangerous topic. And I've made it a rule ever since I left public office 21 years ago not to criticize any successor of mine, and I never have, whether it was Governor Edgar or Governor Ryan or Governor Blagojevich or Governor Quinn. But there's no doubt that the state of Illinois today faces greater peril, and I think that's not too strong a word, than at any time in my memory, certainly, and at maybe almost any time in its history. The report that was issued by the commission that is studying state finances, a report issued in Chicago yesterday, is a stark portrayal of how far we have fallen. Second highest debt of any state in the country, topped only by California, which is much larger. A pension deficit of anywhere, take your choice, $85 billion to $120 billion, with no legislative action of any note. The recession's still hurting Illinois. And the fact that this is a worldwide recession doubly hurts Illinois, because Illinois is a great exporting state, both in agriculture and manufacturing. And when the world demand is down, demand for Illinois products is down. We have a tax system which does not coincide with the modern Illinois economy. It's an agricultural and manufacturing state tax system, and we are increasingly a great service economy, and that sector is untaxed. So what the result is that we've got high taxes on a narrow base instead of low taxes on a wider base. That issue has not been addressed in any administration. So you've got kids coming out of school like this great university, Southern Illinois, that can't find jobs. And yet their education has cost them a great deal of money. They're going to carry student debt for a long, long time. And their employment opportunities in the midst of recession are small. And so they're caught. So we've got a lot of problems facing Illinois today. And there's an enormous need, as well as an enormous desire on the part of the people of Illinois to get these problems A, addressed, and B, solved. And so far, at least, that's not happening.
You alluded to the necessity of a service tax, and that's one of the ideas that was brought up in that report that you talked about. Given today's anti-tax climate, how would you make that sellable or passable in the state house?
Well, in the same way that the presidential candidates are trying to sell tax reform at the federal level, even though we don't know very much about the details of their program, and I'm not surprised at that, because if you put out your details on what exemption or deduction you would change, you get jumped immediately by your opponent, even though he may have to do the same thing if he's elected. They're trying to sell tax reform whose basis is a broader base, lower rate. And that's how you have to approach it, it seems to me. You just can't go to the people of Illinois and say, oh, guess what? We just passed this temporary income tax. Yes, all of it's gone to pensions. No, it didn't solve the pension problem. So we want to tax services. because it's a bigger and bigger part of our economy. They'll throw up their hands, and the legislature is not brave enough to do that. You have to sell it by saying, look, our present tax system is not fair to you. We need to broaden the base. We need to have a fair tax and a lower tax as part of our whole economy. We can't just keep taxing manufacturing, shrinking. We just can't keep taxing agriculture. It's shrinking. We have to tax our whole economy. We're lucky. We got a good, strong economy in Illinois, but part of it is not carrying its load, not paying its share, and it makes no sense. And if you can sell that, okay, you're going to be better off. If you can't sell it, then the problems will multiply.
Would it be a big package, like it's been suggested, shifting, let's say, the cost of education funding off of the property tax, which is also another antiquated way of doing things? Could you put a whole package together?
You've got to be careful in approaching tax reform that you don't jump from the frying pan into the fire. If you're doing tax reform in order to have an equitable burden on your whole economy so that you can lower existing tax rates, it's very hard to say that at the same time we're going to shift the cost of education from the property tax to the income tax, because that's going to raise the income tax at a time when you're trying to lower the taxes. Maybe you're only going to lower the sales tax. Okay, that's partial tax reform. But if you go too far down that road of shifting the spending burdens at the same time that you're realigning the tax burdens, you may not make it. You could try it, but the numbers may not add up, as they say on the national scene these days. Math doesn't work.
Governor, as you look at the state, is there areas where you see within the state, be it its economy or where maybe you're seeing sectors that are developing that provide any type of encouragement about the future? So you mentioned that Illinois is a strong state. Are there areas or other pockets where you see bright sunshine?
You know, I don't think we've done enough, for example, to link higher education and its resources with the business community. There was some suggestion in the papers this morning in Chicago made by someone up there that, for example, the University of Illinois in Champain, our land-grant university, which has produced graduates who have just turned the world upside down out in California, in the Silicon Valley, with their new companies and their new technologies, that we haven't taken advantage of the brain talent in Illinois, particularly at the university level, to link it with technology centers in Illinois, or link it with the business community in Illinois, that there needs to be a much greater collaboration, that other states may be ahead of us in that regard. I think that's one area that we need to do a lot of work on. We have massive multi-billion dollar investments in higher education in Illinois, and we're not getting enough commercial return out of them, and we could get more. And that would provide jobs for the kids coming out of the universities, and perhaps encourage more of them to stay in Illinois, where opportunities would be available. Southern Illinois is harder. It's always been harder in Southern Illinois. The great days of coal mining are diminished. We haven't been able to find a way to successfully use our coal resources in an environmentally sound way. And I'm not so sure that that's anywhere near our future, given the incredible investment it will take. And there will always be complaints from environmentalists that coal in any form is not to be encouraged. And then when you add on top of that the destruction that was visited by a prior administration on the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, cutting that department's budget in half. I don't know of another instance in the history of state government where a departmental budget was cut in half. It's decimated that department. Governor Quinn is making some efforts to bring it back. It's going to take higher license fees dedicated exclusively to the department and not swept away in times of fiscal stress to renew that department. But Southern Illinois has always been preeminent in hunting, fishing, wildlife, tourism. You're at the point today where you've got maybe one state game agent for two counties or three counties or four counties. They can't do that job that way. You've got state parks which diminished hours with capital needs unmet. They're not as welcoming as they were in better times. And in the Blagojevich administration, that terrible deed was done. And the legislature has got to find some way to restore that department, because a good part of the Southern Illinois economy can hinge on that. We could be doing much more with this economy if that was restored. And I think Southern Illinois also has to start thinking about being a multi-region center. It's not enough just to have things for the people of Southern Illinois. Southern Illinois as an economy has got to attract people from Northern Illinois. It's got to attract people from our neighboring states, south, east, or west. And the hope would be that we could establish industries in Southern Illinois or events or venues in Southern Illinois that would make us down here a multi-state center. And I don't think Southern Illinois has thought about that enough to explore whether or not that's possible.